Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 6th of July, 2022. The Bible reading today is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 to 12. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now, we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more, for you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God, and that in this matter, no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God, the very God who gives you his Holy Spirit. Now, about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other, and in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Today's article, titled Keep Climbing, was written by Marvin Williams. Richard needed a push, and he got one. He was rock climbing with his friend Kevin, who was the belayer, the one who secures the rope. Exhausted and ready to quit, Richard asked Kevin to lower him to the ground. But Kevin urged him on, saying he had come too far to quit. Dangling in midair, Richard decided to keep trying. Amazingly, he was able to reconnect with the rock and complete the climb because of his friend's encouragement. In the early church, followers of Jesus encouraged one another to continue to follow their Lord and to show compassion. In a culture riddled with immorality, they passionately appealed to one another to live pure lives. Believers encouraged one another daily as God prompted them to do so. They urged each other to intercede for the body, to help people stay connected to the church and to love more and more. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus has connected us to one another. Therefore, we have the responsibility and the privilege, with God's enablement, to encourage fellow believers to finish the climb of trusting and obeying him. Let's pray. Jesus, when I'm tempted to give up and let go, please send me brothers and sisters to give me confidence and encourage me to continue walking with you. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.